Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Bah, humbug. I've officially jumped off the millennial bandwagon. Well, in truth, I've jumped off all the generational stereotyping bandwagons and have decided to treat people instead as individuals. So why this novel approach? You know, this month I've been reading a lot about what people are saying about millennials and why millennials are different. And of note, the experts are listing six things. One, millennials want a culture of purpose. Two, they want to be surrounded with high-performing people just like them. Three, they believe they can change the world. Four, they want freedom in their work style. Five, they want praise, 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 and more praise. And six, money isn't their only motivation. Got to thinking, hey, wait, doesn't that sound a lot like me? And technically, I'm a Gen Xer. You know, I really got to thinking that this list sounds exactly like what people said about my generation, Generation X, and what I first said about the generation after me, Generation Y, and probably again what people said about my parents as baby boomers. And the more I looked at it, the more I realized that each generation likes to stereotype the ones that come before it as different, as entitled, as difficult. And this is dangerous, wrong thinking. The fact is this: categorizing entire generations into one amorphous character is insulting. The millennial generation is made up of a group of distinct individuals, just like all generations before it. And so, if you're trying to adapt your selling style, your culture, or your entire company to attract a common definition of a millennial, you're likely making yourself unattractive to the majority of the generation that doesn't fit the stereotype. So how about this instead? Create a culture that drives the performance you desire. Create a selling style that meets the needs of your customers and your stakeholders. Develop the products that meet your clients' needs. Attract people that fit well and will thrive in what you built. The key to business success is not developing a business that is attracted to a generalization about a generation. It's about finding people that work well with your team and treating them as individuals.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.